Late Night Gamers.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to episode 14 of Late Night Gamer Podcast, where we make all of your gaming habits seem acceptable. With me this week and every week is Tim Madden. Steve Morgan.
Stop looking at me, Swan!
and Charles Caldwell.
Secrets.
And this week we have special guest Mike Adonazio, which is a friend of ours and has been a friend of mine for online times, but no other times. I've never actually met this person. Mike, why don't you take a second, just tell us a little bit about yourself. Game-wise, anything else you want to say?
Yeah, all right. So I guess I'm playing games since I was like fucking 10 years old, building computers, board games. And then I started drinking, stopped playing games, then started playing games after I kept drinking. And here I am now as a 27-year-old male who just drinks and plays video games and has no other outlets in life.
That's fantastic. And
success!
We invited Mike on today because nobody on the actual podcast got Xbox One on day one, so we decided that we needed to give us some first impressions.
Thrown to a slaughtering house.
So yeah, we're gonna get to some Xbox stuff in a little bit, but I think everybody, well, three of you guys anyways, played the Elder Scrolls beta this weekend. I know you can't really say too much about it, but yeah. What can you say?
I don't know. Steve, did you read those? Like, did you read what they were so we could talk about? I didn't actually read it.
I read it.
You guys did?
Okay. It pretty much said we're not allowed to talk about anything, but what the fuck?
Yes. Who's gonna be listening to this? Honestly,
it's supposed to be like a whole fucking secret. It's like you can't. What am I in the CIA? I'm not allowed to tell my friends and family that I was in the beta. It's like it's total secret.
I don't know if you guys noticed, but when you're playing it, there's like watermarks of your email address.
They can track you down and kill you. Yeah.
I mean, my impressions, and I won't talk about details so that they can't arrest me or sue me. Not that I have any money for them to take. But I think it was pretty cool. I mean, I'm interested to see. I actually got into the last beta, and it was really, really buggy, and the servers were down like 90. It was a 3-hour-long beta, like Friday 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., so like I don't even know how there were so many people on, but I couldn't even really get in, so I played it a little bit, but it was really buggy. So this one was a lot better. There's a lot more content, a lot more time, and it was cool. I'm interested in. Hopefully, they have another one before it comes out because I would have liked to get into a little bit more of the content besides grinding, basically.
But, yeah, that was the worst part of it.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I don't want to get into it, I guess, but it was good.
Yeah. I liked it a lot. I just wish I had more time to play. I only really got all Sunday to play and. Made it worth my time, but there was a lot of content that I just did not get to, and I was disappointed by that, mostly because it wasn't clear on exactly how to do it. Like, the whole PvP thing, I really didn't participate in at all.
Did you even know it was, like, a secret menu for PvP?
Yeah.
I realized that.
I read that on the forums afterwards.
It was, like, really weird. That was really shitty. I was really looking forward to PvP, but I didn't really get into it.
Yeah, the quests were pretty good. Gameplay was pretty good. I enjoyed the weird style of leveling. I don't want to get into exactly what that was, just in case that's one of the. It's probably one of the most important pieces of an MMORPG. So
yeah,
I won't get into the details of it, but it was interesting and had a good time.
Yeah, I think it's hard to like have any sort of opinions based on, you know, one weekend. But you know, I didn't even get. I don't know about you guys, but I didn't even get past level 5. So for a game where level cap is 50. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to really have an opinion on it this early in the game. I think it seems really fun. It seems like it's coming along well. You know, it definitely seems like it's gotten better since we played at PAX.
The only thing I will speak to is that. If you're comparing it to the Elder Scrolls like single player games, there's a lot missing there, and hopefully they can capture some of that essence for the MMO, because, I mean, MMO is kind of the end-all be-all of what the game will become. I don't think they'd release another single-player game after the MMO comes out. They'll just keep adding content into the MMO. Though maybe they will if it's set in a completely different time period, but I think it's probably unlikely.
Yeah, and the real thing to worry about, especially with Skyrim, when it first released, it was super buggy. Like, one little bug in an MMO speaks multitudes to how the gameplay works, and people will take advantage of it, especially online. So that's something they definitely need to work out before they release it, for sure.
Yeah. Agreed.
Excellent. Do we actually know when it comes out, like the release date?
It said spring sometime. That's what I listed, at least, so I don't know.
Sweet.
I mean, it seems, not to get into it again, but it seems pretty polished, I would say, like, as far as the actual game.
Yeah.
I mean, there wasn't any, like, massive things that really hindered.
The only thing I could think of that was just a crazy bug that has nothing to do with gameplay or really anything else was the electronic voices where you get a quest and you need to go up the hill and get the items from the ghosts.
Oh my god, the worst.
Certain voice actors hadn't, like, completed their dialogue, so they have, like, Microsoft Sam voice.
Yeah.
But the best is, like, okay, it's funny, like, when it's, like, for a quest and you get over it, but it's even funnier when it's, like, kind of an ambient voice or, like, something in a quest where someone's like, help me over here!
Follow me!
Is there a robot behind this house, or, like, I'm confused.
Charge the enemy.
Anyways.
Man. Well, another gaming thing that at least one of us played is BioShock Infinite, the first DLC,
episode,
which is Burial at Sea.
I was very excited for this. And I must say that I was playing through and getting further and further into the game, just getting to about where you're about to see a little sister and wondering where the hell all the big daddies are, and then the game ends. And then you're like, what the fuck? So, it definitely, I was wondering why everyone was saying that $15 wasn't worth it for it, but now I feel totally ripped off because it was basically one single mission in BioShock Infinite is the length of what it is. So
how long did it take you to beat roughly? You don't have to
5 hours.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty fast. Yeah.
Not even, I would say. I mean, if I was playing straight through, it probably took me like 3.5 hours to beat it, and it was.
I mean, even so, you think of a $60 game and a $60 like campaign that you're gonna play is probably, I don't know, between 12 and 16 hours, and if you're hitting 4 hours for $15, that's right on par.
I guess.
Well, you think then they'd add more elements of gameplay than just. I think my biggest disappointment is that the length of time you're playing the game, you really don't get to use any of the plasmids or abilities that you do in the other games. I mean, you basically just get a gun and like one plasmid that you're going to be using for the entirety of the of that DLC, and that's it. There's no like scaling catch up, so that by the end of it you're feeling somewhat powerful. It's just you feel weak the entire time, and it really wasn't all that fun.
Yeah. I mean, the price-wise, like, I think I always equate it to, like, going to a movie, paying $10 or $12 for a movie that's 2 hours long, and it's like, you're willing to do that, so if a game is 4 hours long and you pay $15 or $20, then that's
but the thing is,
pretty reasonable.
In my mind, I think they've already put in all of the work for BioShock Infinite Episode 1. So how difficult is it to just kind of generate this storyline if they've already got all of the technical issues down to generate the storyline in a longer game where it costs a little bit less, but it's just kind of like a tag-on?
Although, like, I'm sure all the textures and stuff are different in that game, right? Like, it's not...
It was the identical to... Basically identical to... BioShock Infinite.
The original BioShock. Yeah. But, like, I mean, the textures, the doors and everything, weren't those all different? Like, weren't all the stuff in the game completely different?
Oh, you're talking about from BioShock 1? Because
you're in Rapture.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I'm saying you're in Rapture.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, it's kind of new content, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon was literally Far Cry 3, and, like, they made it, like, foggy, and there was dragons. but the game was, like, a lot, there was a lot more, there was a lot longer, and there was, like, a lot more content, because I think they were able to get around having to actually, like, retexture everything, remake maps and stuff. Yeah. So I'm sure that they had to do something to make Rapture in that graphics.
That's true.
So
I guess that's true. Still. And the episode 2 is coming out, and you get to play as Elizabeth. So
it's pretty cool. Is there only 2 total?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I think we should go right into some Xbox stuff then. The Xbox just released November 22nd, which was this past Friday, and I think it's done a million. It sold a million units worldwide,
yep.
Which I think is across 13 territories. So I mean, that's really good. So that's basically on par with PlayStation. Just PlayStation hasn't released worldwide yet, so I think they'll probably end up equaling each other. Funny little thing that came out on day one for Xbox One was this Xbox One doctor's note that you could download from the Xbox website, and it's basically something you can send to your employer and or teacher to let them know why you're calling out on Friday, November 22nd or Monday, November 25th. Did you take advantage of that thing, Mike?
Oh yeah, totally do. I sent it to my boss, my CFO who does like all my finances and stuff, and I sent it to our CTO as well. I was like, yeah, so I have stuff to do today. I'm bug hunting. I was like, and then at the end of it, I was like, yeah, I'm bug hunting, so I'll see you guys next week. It was awesome. And then I guess it was funny because like my boss got one too, and he wasn't in the office, so his auto reply was that fucking download, that Xbox One download.
That's awesome.
Sweet. Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Nice. Now, have you seen one issue at launch that Xbox has been seeing is some disk drive problems.
Yeah.
Have you had anything?
No, I haven't had any issues, dude. I mean, I've watched the YouTube videos and stuff of it just like eating disks. It's really bad though.
How does that even happen?
I don't know.
Nom, 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 nom.
It's basically what it is, dude. It's like, oh man, it was so crazy. I was like, this one guy was like, I forgot the video. I posted it in the Facebook thing, but this dude is raging so hard at his Xbox. Like, why are you eating this? Why? So funny. But yeah, I mean, it's really weird. And they really didn't give any specifications as to why the hardware is failing like that. Either it's like the Blu-ray drive's not reading the disc properly or something, and it just keeps it in there. I don't know. It's really weird that they haven't come out with anything to like have like an at-home fix or anything. But I think, Nick, you were saying that they're giving free games to people.
Yeah, yeah. I was reading, I was reading on IGN that they're anyone who has a malfunctioning hardware is able to download one, Microsoft or Xbox or whatever is sending that person a code to download either Forza 5, Rise, Zoo Tycoon, or the other first
Dead
party
Rising
game.
3?
I feel like
Dead
if
Rising
that happened
3,
to me,
yeah.
I'd just make something up about my Xbox One and get the game.
Yeah, right. Well, if they describe it as a loud noise. So, like, if you have, like, the Xbox in a, like, enclosed casket, it's going to make a loud noise because the fan's, like, gasping for air. So it's like, okay, I guess he has a loud noise, so I'll take a free game.
My Xbox is screeching at me.
No, right? Oh, it's ridiculous, dude. And, like, I think, Nick, you and I are talking about this, like, the whole, like, at every console launch, there's going to be, what is it, 0.4% of consoles are going to be defective because of mass production. Yeah. And the PS4 had, like, what, USB connection issues or something like that?
Yeah, it was an HDMI cable issue, HDMI, I think, yeah. was the main one. And it just wasn't, you'd get no picture on the screen.
Gotcha.
So that's no good.
Yeah, dude, like, hardware is going to fail in mass production at any point in time. It's just going to happen. So
yeah, it's...
People were surprised, like, oh my god. Like the PS4 launch, they were surprised. Like, how could this happen? I'm so upset, blah, blah, blah.
Sabotage. Rage online.
Yeah, right? Online rage, rant, begin.
Yeah, people get so mad over this stuff, and it's just like, it's so ridiculous.
It is.
I mean...
I think the Xbox 360, like, tempered everyone, though, right? Like the Red Ring of Death yeah. just, like, caused everyone to take it so much more seriously. Like, why?
Yeah.
Like, that was, like, a fundamental flaw in the hardware, which was, like, a time bomb. So a lot of people are still bitter about that. And I think, like, if anything happens wrong, they're just like, what the fuck's wrong with this?
I know, right? Oh, my God, it's awesome.
I know. If anything happens, especially right now during this, like, launch window, if anything little happens, people are, like, freaking out because they're like, oh shit, like, is my entire console just going to, like, explode or something?
Yeah,
yeah. But the thing is, like, inside, like, a little packet of C4, it's like if you scan your eye or something with the Kinect, it's like, this, you are not authorized to use this console. Boom!
Self-destruct.
Sony has a self-destruct button so that it so then it's like, oh, they can't find out what's actually wrong with it. Chaboo!
You're trying to root our system. Nope. Boom.
The best comment I saw, it was, I think it was on Kotaku or something, where some dude goes, I guess, hey, don't want to do any QA testing for any units before you box any of these units, and everyone's like, dude, fuck off. You're such an idiot. Are you kidding me? QA testing.
Yeah, I was playing Knack earlier on PS4, and my game froze, like, hard froze twice in the same level, and I was like, god damn it. I had to unplug it, because I couldn't do anything.
Oh,
so I'm like,
sucks.
Shit, I really hope that this isn't, like... It sounds like a game issue, but because I was playing Battlefield 4 just fine before that. But
how is Knack, by the way? Is it any good?
Yeah, it's good. You know, it's action platformer. It's pretty standard, but it's fun.
Nice.
Not everything that I want it to be, but it's still fun.
Nice. That's good.
So yeah, I think that brings us right into some actual first impressions from someone who's probably played it every hour since
dude
gotten it.
Yeah. Girlfriend hates me, but it's all right. these things happen. Well, yeah, I was telling you about that bug that I found with the multitasking. So I guess, and I reproduced it, so which is pretty cool. So I was playing a Battlefield 4 game, and say if I multitask, like, I say, you know, Xbox, go to Netflix, and it goes to Netflix, I watch something. If you do it for more than about 20 minutes, any saved data that you have just fucking overwrites it, and just then you go to the game again. It's like, hey, start a new campaign. I'm like, oh, what the fuck? Are you kidding me? And I did it, like, multiple times, because the whole point of it is to resume where you, because, like, that was the biggest feature, right? Like, you can go step away and go shopping and do whatever you want, and then come back and your game's there for you just where you left it. No, not true. Doesn't work like that. So it's kind of bogus, and I didn't like that very much. So
it doesn't even, if you do it and it, like, it crashes, it doesn't even put you at, like, some overarching, like, save point. It just completely wipes it.
Because, well, I mean, it might be a Battlefield 4 problem, because you have to save the game. But I don't think there's any, like, automatic save points in Battlefield 4 in the campaign. Unless there has to be. But, yeah, and, like, I went away for, like, I went to the bar for, like, an hour or whatever during lunch, and then I came back, and I was like, all right, I'm just going to sign back on and, you know, get some game, get game a little bit, and it just fucking rewrote from the start. I was like, holy shit, that's not good. And I kept doing it and reproducing it, and I was, like, I was raging even harder. So that kind of sucked.
Yeah, that's pretty awful.
Yeah.
It is terrible.
Gone are the good old days of F5 or Quicksaver.
Yeah, right? Oh, my God. And then... So I use Skype a bunch of times, and it is pure 1080. Like, if you have a legitimate, like, I hardwire my computer, I hardwire my console, because I mean, it's the legitimate connection. So, in Skype, my buddy has the same thing. We Skype, I Skype one person in California, one person in Connecticut, and there weren't any, like, full 1080p, no frame loss, nothing. It was just, like, I'm talking to this person in, like, picture quality. It was really nice, which I really liked. The DVR is, so it will record, as soon as you say Xbox record that, it will take the 30 seconds prior to when you say record that, which is awesome. So really nice to have.
So you can just shout it out and it will do it.
Yeah,
it's not record.
Yeah, basically, fuck record. So, like, you know, I have really good quality clips too, and then they have an they have a editing studio that you can just basically edit anything that you want in there. You can add like, you know, intros and outros, that kind of thing. It's a full fledged editing studio, which is really cool. Wow. You can trim clips.
That's sweet. Yeah, the PlayStation 4, that's something it's really lacking at this point. All you can do at is just, like, trim the beginning and end of the clip and then post it to Facebook, and that's it so far. I'm sure it's going to be added eventually, but...
Definitely, dude. They'd be stupid not to. That's such a good... That's such a cool feature. And then, like, also what it does is, like, during achievements and stuff... So say you do something... It thinks you did something really cool. Like, you know, 6-kill streak within, like, you know, 30 seconds. It will record it automatically. Like, it knows... Like, it, like, because, like... The Kinect sensor does, like, heartbeat. Like, it can monitor your heartbeat. So, like, when you're super excited, you're like, fuck yeah. It'll, like, it records a clip, and then, like...
Alternatively, you can also record your most, like, rage-filled moments.
Yes, dude!
You're like, oh, I'm gonna kill this! It, like, captures you, like, getting closest to the Xbox, and you're about to just, like, hit put a hammer to it.
Dude, like, fucking, like, R2-D2, like, force feels you, like, So that was pretty cool too, and like certain achievements, like the game has built-in achievements that it will DVR for you. So like when I reached like level 15 or whatever in Battlefield 4, it recorded that moment when I actually got like that kill to like push me over to 15. So it recorded
That's awesome, which is really cool.
Yeah, so like it's pretty cool that developers have control over when they can DVR you, kind of when you're like you hit a cool like point and. They're hoping that you do something cool to reach that point, which is really nice.
Sitting on a camp and you're just like, "Oh, you're dead."
Best intentions with the freaking campers, dude. Snap is fucking awesome. I really like the Snap. It's really sick. And it's cool how you can integrate Skype in it too. So I was playing Rise, Son of Rome. And so was my buddy, and we were just like going back and forth, like I just fucking like slit some barbarian's head off, and he's like, and you can see his reaction. It's freaking cool, and like Twitch
That's
is,
awesome.
I don't know Twitch that well, and I'm not sure how to stream from my Xbox to Twitch, so I haven't looked that up, but I haven't done Twitch.
You can't yet.
Okay, I didn't know.
No, they were announcing that last week. I think Twitch stuff is coming. Early 2014.
Oh, okay, cool. So doesn't work anyway. So I was trying to like Twitch stuff.
So is the Snap the thing where somebody else can see your gameplay and you can see them?
Okay. Yeah, so it's like picture in picture kind of thing. You can definitely do that. And it's really nice.
And that works
like,
with.
I'm sorry.
That works with like you can watch like a show and you can like have. It's basically just having having two things going at once.
Right. It's like the old school picture in picture stuff. That's basically what it is, but obviously high definition, all that kind of stuff. And it's like purely interactive too. So, like, the ESPN app, like the NFL ESPN app that they have are coming out. It's really. I was watching. Because I had my TV hooked up to it too. The one thing about the TV is that if you have HD TV, which most people do, I think, there is a frame rate loss on it. So if you're in 1080, like you notice, like there is a little bit of lag and there is a little bit of like a little bit of loss in the quality of the picture, which kind of sucks. So I don't know if that's an HDMI problem or if it's a console issue. I'm not too sure. But it's really nice switching in and out, like how the Xbox can control the TV I'm not a huge TV guy, but I mean, I was just testing it out to see how it was like. So it's really cool watching the NFL app is fucking awesome. I know Steve.
Yeah, it's cool. I've been looking at it, but I don't know a lot about it. It looks pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's pretty wild, man. Like, especially with ESPN, like, it updates you on how other teams are doing. So you can watch, like, you can technically watch, like, 3 or 4 games at once, which I don't know why someone would do, but I guess, like, some crazy football people.
If you have a big enough TV, I would do that. That's not games. Cool. Like, what's happening on that screen? What's happening on this screen? Yeah.
So is this all through the internet, all this stuff?
Yeah, like, it's streaming. Now, and I haven't had any bandwidth issues, because I'm running, like, because I work from home, so I have, like, 4 or 5 VMs and some other things that are running off my connection. And I run, like, a work line, so it's basically I'm at, like, I think 90 up and, like, 30 down kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or, no, I'm sorry, 90 down, 30 up. So it's a pretty good connection and it's pretty solid, but like all my computer and my Xbox and my computer and my Xbox are the only ones that are hardwired. Everything else is Wi-Fi. Like, I have my Apple TV, my laptop, my girlfriend's laptop, and we didn't experience anything. Even when it's like streaming Netflix, and Netflix is beautiful on it too. It's all 1080, obviously.
So with the, like, with the TV and, like, say the NFL app and all, is that how to, like, do you pay for that, like, with Xbox Live membership technically?
Yeah.
Or how does that work?
Yeah, it's basically what you pay for, I think. I think that's what it is. Like, I'm not too sure. Again, I don't watch too much of it. I think you have to pay for the NFL package or whatever.
Yeah, probably,
and then you get the app and you can do whatever. I'm sure that's what has to happen, but but TV's like I said, that's a little bit iffy. The Kinect sensor is just, it's wild, man, the shit that it picks up. Like when you do the first, when you first like launch the box, it does like the audio and the video, and has like different modes and stuff too. It has like the heartbeat monitor, so it has like a fitness app that I was testing out, and like it literally
that's
knows
freaky,
your heartbeat, what part of your body is like. Yeah, it's really.
This is from your video. Only it can tell your heartbeat.
Yeah, like it, yeah. But it's on the screen too. So you're like, you're doing and it's showing your body as you're running. Like, it's just like a skeleton. But it's showing your heart rate, and it's also showing like what points in your body are like the warmest. It's like fucking
it's monitoring
weird,
you like
it's
a
really
Terminator.
Cool. Like,
that's
it's really weird.
Yeah. Hopefully you're not like going to like make out or something. You're like,
dude, it's like,
you're
like
fucking awkward.
Dude, you're like fapping or whatever. It's just like a huge heat spot
in
right in your corner. You're like, ah, fuck, man.
that's pretty amazing. That's actually the technology for capturing like heartbeat in video is something that's actually really new at MIT. It's still not even commercialized. I'm really surprised that it has that. So that's really cool.
It's really wild, man, that it can like do that kind of stuff. And it has like different has like night vision that you can look at yourself in night vision, like different black and white stuff. It's pretty wild, man. The sensor's I don't know too much about it, especially the science behind it or the technology that goes into it. But I mean, just first impression wise, I'm going to take it apart pretty soon, probably like next month. Fuck my warranty, man. I don't care.
You can replace the hard drive in there. Just like, I think it's just like an SSD or.
Yeah, I was looking at that. I want to throw like a terabyte in it, and just that'd be cool.
What's it defaulted with?
500.
500.
Okay, that's not.
It's not too bad. The thing
is,
though, it's Blu-ray games now, so
right.
Battlefield was like 40
gigs.
Yeah, 50 gigs, 60 gigs here. I mean, you can run out of space pretty fast depending on what you're doing. I mean, Rise, when I downloaded it from the store, Rise was like 70 gigs.
Oh,
but I mean it hammers out graphics, man. I'm running. I have a 42 inch 120 hertz LED, and it's insane, like the graphic quality. I don't know the PS4 stuff that well, but like, is it an up from a computer? Absolutely not, not even close. But like for a console, it's pretty wild. It's pretty brutal graphics. It's really nice, and the shading on it, it's like insane. The shading that they have, so I think it's pretty good. What else? Trying to think like what other cool things are there. Oh, they have like you know, they have the everything's all voice command, which is really nice. So
yeah, there's something like 52 yeah. commands or something.
52 commands that you can use. Yeah. And they're adding more in, I believe, next year. Nice. And also what it does is voice recognition. So say like Steve has an account or Nick has an account and they come over, what it will do, the Kinect will sense their, if they have an account, obviously, since the Kinect learns their voice, and it will do is associate your voice with that account. So all you do is you go to the TV, you sit in front of it, and it just signs you in automatically to Xbox Live by your voice. Say, Xbox, sign in, and it'll just basically, with your voice, it'll just like put like a number above your head, and then you're signed in automatically, and then all your apps and stuff come with it too. So you say Xbox Switch, I believe it's something like that. It will switch from your profile to like Steve's or Nick's or Charles or anybody's profile. It'll just switch and show all your stuff there, which is really cool because it's all cloud-based. So anything that comes into it, it just basically allocates to that particular person at any particular time. So it's learning your voice too. Because I was like telling Nick, like my girlfriend's like, hey, Xbox off, stop. Stop playing these video games. And I'm like, nah, too bad. That's pretty cool, man. So that's really cool it does that too. I don't know, do you guys have any questions or anything? Or like want me to talk about anything else? I don't know. I can't think of anything else really. Like everything else is, I mean, first impressions, I haven't really gone that deep into it. So.
How's the controller feel compared to the 360?
Oh yeah. Oh man, the controller is so fucking nice, man. Like the rumble, like I don't know if you guys know the rumble triggers or whatever. So
I haven't heard about
that. So they put the rumble pack is in the back of the Xbox 360 controller. So it's these huge like rumble things. And what they did, they made in the controller like where you actually place your hands, they made them smaller and they put the rumble pack in the actual triggers. So when you fire a gun or you get shot, the triggers vibrate your fingers, which is obviously like a very sensitive part of your body. And it's like a really cool feel. Like you actually feel like you're shooting like a weapon. It's pretty
crazy.
It was pretty cool. And then like, trying to think what else. It just feels like it's super light, way lighter. They removed the battery pack in the back. So it's just sliced off. Yeah, it's a two-part unit. So it is, there's the face and then there's the back, and that's it. There's no screws, no nothing, and it's just like super super comfortable, and like really really nice to hold. So it's not like the PS4 controller though. They have the trackpad on it, which is pretty fucking cool. I like that.
Yeah, that's neat.
Is it what does it do though?
It basically, I mean, it depends on what game you're playing, but it can add like a number of like buttons without actually having a bunch of extra buttons, because like if I'm playing Killzone, then that you have this like this little robot that goes around with you, and it has like four different modes. Mm-hmm. So it can be like attack mode, shield mode, just stun mode. I don't know, there's another one, I forget what it is, but you press like square, or I forget which button it is, but and then that like calls it up, and then you like swipe it in a direction to tell it which mode to be in.
Mm-hmm.
So it like it adds that, it's like a separate control scheme right there.
Right, that's pretty cool.
And it clicks too,
which, that's pretty sick, so you know what happened. I mean, and then like other thing too, like with the voice commands and stuff, like it's not, it does what you want it to do, but sometimes you'll be like, Xbox, go do this, and it doesn't do anything. It just says it stops or whatever. So it's not like perfect by any means, believe me. But it's really nice to have that instead of like on your fucking controller all the time, you know, just tell it. Especially like if you're, because it's like, that's the whole point that they're trying to get through, right? Like the entertainment system. You don't want it to be like, having the controller in your hand to like fast forward and rewind and go to the next episode and all that kind of stuff. But
yeah,
I would say it works about like 85% of the time. You'll get those down periods where it's like Xbox, go to like, or like Xbox select next episode, and it doesn't even know what the hell you're talking about. It opens up the Twitch app, and you're like, fuck, god damn it. And you just pick it, and like, you start raging, and then you pick up your controller, like, fuck you, you piece of shit, and just, like, go kill your controller. But, like, and it's a little unfinished, obviously. The UI is really nice, like, the UI screen, and you can, like, it's Windows 8, basically, so I don't know if you guys play Windows 8 at all, but you can snap and pin things and add other windows. And it feels a little bit unfinished, obviously. It's nice. I think all around, it's a really, really nice feature. It has really nice features, and obviously they're going to add more software to it where it can just do more and more and more shit. So, pretty awesome. Yeah, yeah. Definitely a good first impression.
So that's sweet. Like, I mean, I think my impression of the PS4 and your impression of the Xbox One, like, I think we're both kind of thinking in the same thing, like, that it's just, they're good consoles. I think they definitely, obvious, I mean, they're definitely launch consoles at this point, because they're lacking some polish and some other features, but I think by next year it's going to be a really, like, fleshed out system on both sides.
Oh yeah, definitely, man. I'm going to get a PS4 because there's cool things I want to do on that, and like, there's other awesome exclusives that are definitely going to be coming out for the PS4 that I can't play, so I'm going to get one, and it's going to be great, man. I'm fucking stoked. So, is it better than a computer, though? Probably not. Definitely not.
And I think that's probably the reason why I'm just going to bring this point up really quick. I was reading an industry analyst, Matt Matthews, of Gamma Sutra. He was having an interview with CNET.com, and he said he doesn't expect consoles to drop in price until spring of 2015. And I would tend to agree with that because, I mean, right now, both consoles have the people that are truly dedicated to those consoles buying them, and they've got a million people on each side buying them. And by next year, the console is going to be everything that they've talked about and that, you know, the consoles are going to be able to do are going to be available by next year. So what, I mean, then people are like, oh shit, that's awesome. Like, you know, so they're going to put out the $399 or $499, whichever way you go. And they're just going to make more money.
Oh, dude, absolutely. I mean, there's no reason not to. Even like a 360 and a PS3, the PS3 didn't drop for like how many years? Like two? Or was it two or something like that? The 360 didn't drop for like 2 or 3 years either when it first came out. And there's no reason to, especially because like the 360 and the PS3 are so limited in what they could do. And now, I mean, like, they can do a lot more with a lot more technology and systems are a lot better. So there's no way it would. I don't think it will. And it would be stupid of them to do that, especially with more features and more software coming out. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. We'll see bundles, I think, probably, you know, halfway through next year. And, I mean, we're starting to see some bundles now, but I think, you know, you'll see a bundle with a launch game and a controller or whatever for the same price that that it launched at, which, you know, will be cheaper for people. And they'll buy it right away. So
definitely, yeah, there's no way it drops. It can't.
No. I mean, yeah, it's just not going to. So I think we'll go right into our top five this week, now that we've talked all about the Xbox One. And Mike and I got on this topic earlier today because he was talking about what his girlfriend does while he plays on the Xbox One. So this week we're doing the top five things that non-gamer girlfriends do when playing video games. And this goes for whether they are playing video games or when we are playing video games and what they do. So I'm gonna have Mike go first because he told me this story and.
Yeah. So I got another one because she played Assassin's Creed 4 for the first time, And so she's playing, and she literally is just looking at the sky the whole entire time. She just thinks it's an N64 controller where you're just smashing it with your fucking palm. So, so she's looking at the sky the whole time, and finally she like gets the control and stuff. So she's chasing somebody, and obviously, you know, Assassin's Creed, you chase somebody and you fucking stab them with your hidden blades. So she's fucking running. She's like, she was like so confident. She's like, oh, I can run around. Cause she wasn't doing it. She was like chasing a boar for like, you know, 5 minutes. Let's run. So she's chasing this fucking person. And the guy, like the NPC turns around, shoots at her. And she goes, what the fuck, you asshole? Like, and then like she falls off this branch and fucking dies, and she's like, this game fucking sucks, I'm out of here, and she's like leaves. Like, not even trying. But the real, like, the other one I had was like, where was it, what did I say it was, Nick? I totally forget what I called it too.
You're saying that
girlfriend override.
Girlfriend override.
So basically she was disrupting my gaming by shouting, like, she's in the kitchen or whatever, like cooking food or whatever. And she's like shouting Xbox off and Xbox shut down or Xbox. She's like, Xbox cease. And like, I was like, and I was playing Battlefield 4. I'm like fucking owning these people so hard. And then she's like, she didn't realize that, again, the voice is allocated. The system's allocating my voice to whatever says off or on or anything. And I'm just like laughing at her. And she's like, why the fuck won't it listen to me? Because like, oh, it's because it knows who I am and it doesn't care about you. And she goes, this, I fucking hate this thing so much.
I know. I get that when I come home sometimes, or when Dana comes home, and I'll be playing a multiplayer game, and she goes, do you still love me more than your PlayStation? And I'm like, yes, I promise. You know, we are married. I do love you more than the PlayStation.
Yeah.
So Charles, what does Jess do mostly
when I'm playing video games? Oh, she's asleep. That's like time. I'm like, oh, she's falling asleep. I guess I'll go over to the PC.
It's either it's sleeping or complaining. That's basically what it comes down to, for me at least.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like, Dana will be watching television, and like 10 o'clock rolls around, and she's like falling asleep, and I just like kind of slip out of bed and go out
the other inconspicuously. And,
play PlayStation and, you know, put my headphones on or whatever.
That's awesome. I love it. Hold on a second. I'm gonna get Sally in here. Maybe I can get her to actually talk to you about the Xbox. Give me one second.
Alright, we'll go to number two.
All right.
Complain.
Actually,
this is number three. What non-gamer girlfriends do when we're playing video games. Complain.
I thought that was number two.
Well, it is number two, but Mike did number four first, so...
Oh, yeah.
We're not going by numbers. So, girlfriends complain. You know, you're playing too much, it's too loud, they hate the sound of gunfire.
You're lazy.
I think the biggest one is, why aren't we doing something together? Don't you want to watch something with me?
Or I'm hungry.
No, that doesn't happen. Any luck?
Hey guys, this is Sally.
Hey, Sally.
Hi, Sally.
Sally's gonna give you guys some first impressions on her Xbox experience.
I don't have any first impressions. Hey guys.
Hello.
Hey, Sally.
How's it going? I don't really have anything to say. I don't really know why I'm in here.
What do you love about the
you
Xbox
hate it,
One?
Don't
Mike,
you?
Mike,
I hate
Mike
it
tells...
so much. It's the most boring thing in the whole entire world. I talk to Michael for like 20 minutes, and he completely answers everything I say. And then the next day, he has no idea what I said, and he just pretends he listens to everything I say.
So when you're saying he answers everything you say, you're saying he just goes, okay.
Yeah. Yep. Smiling, whatever. Nod. Yeah.
That sounds
it's awful.
About right.
It's awful.
What are your impressions of Assassin's Creed?
The pirate one? I actually played that the other day.
We heard you got shot at.
I don't think so.
No, what's he at? Sally, what's is the sky really pretty? Is that like a really nice... is the graphics good on the sky?
I don't know. It doesn't look real.
Oh!
Come on, Microsoft, get your act together.
But I like driving the ship.
That's the best part of the game.
Drive a ship.
Yeah,
I hear that's the best part of the game, no matter who you are.
That was the best part of the last game, and it wasn't even about ships.
Oh, it's so true.
Yeah. Typical. That's basically all I have to say about Xbox. It's boring. And I can't talk to it like Mike can, which also really sucks.
It hasn't
lived. Do you think he's turned it against you?
Yeah.
Yeah. He told it to not know my voice.
Ignore the annoying person in the other room.
Exactly. Okay, I'm gonna go back.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Thank you.
There you go.
Hey, thanks.
You're welcome.
You're the best around.
Oh, thanks.
Win.
Two special guests.
That's awesome.
For the win.
My favorite is when the paying attention to the wrong screen when they play.
Yes. Yes. That is the absolute best. I'm always playing I think it was like Little Big Planet karting with Dana once, and she's like, "Oh my god, I'm doing so well." And I look down at her screen and she's like continuously crashing into all the
Yes.
Like, oh no, honey, that's the wrong screen. This is And then after that it's just kind of like, "Oh yeah, you won. You totally won. You did great."
Well
my
done.
My favorite is kind of paying attention to the wrong screen and assigning value to the wrong thing. It's like, "Oh man, this is awesome. Look at this great code I got. This code looks so great." But then in the game, the code has no attributes.
I can remember playing like Halo or something. It was like me, my dad, and my brother playing Halo, and Jackie, my girlfriend, was watching. And she's like, "How do you know which screen is yours? Like, how do you know?" And I'm like, "Well, you know, you move the controller and it does what you do." And she's just like, that concept was like her. I just saw her eyes glaze over. Like, I just gave up.
Mind eagles like, blown. That's awesome.
Which ones have we covered, and can you order them for us, Nick?
Yes. So number five, I think the last one is getting they get excited over trivial accomplishments.
Oh man, yes.
Yeah, I just did this quest. It's great. I just got done with the tutorial. That's the best.
And they pick up things that hurt them and they think they're picking up something that's good and you're like, "No, no, don't do that.
I'm in the fire. Look at it. It's making my body burn." Isn't that great?
Look, the screen's all red. It's a pretty color.
I feel like it's like the digital version of potty training though. Like, you gotta be like, "Yeah," you gotta cheer them on to it.
Like, "I'm killing this guy," and you're like, yeah, that's your teammate. Yeah. Stop doing that.
Good job, though. I mean, you did shoot him.
Yeah, I'm shooting him in the head. He's dead. Yeah. That's a good one.
Oh, man. That's great.
God.
So, I don't know. What else is going on right now in terms of Xbox or anything? We can probably do a little bit of an open forum right now. I think we have a little bit of time.
Yeah, we do. We actually made some pretty good time on these.
Yep.
Anything. Say anything.
So Steam has been like crazy with the amount of games that they're putting out right now. Like, I see a new game that they're advertising for every friggin' day, and every single one of them is one I want to play.
It's leading up to Half-Life 3.
Well, like, there was that weird one. What the hell is the name of it?
Oh. Farm Simulator.
No, the Nether one.
Farm Simulator.
It looks so good. You drive tractors around and stuff. It's like Farmville, but like legitimate graphics.
It's like Euro Truck Simulator.
Oh man, that was the worst. I mean, I never played Surgeon Simulator before. Has anybody played Surgeon Simulator?
No.
I've watched like videos.
Oh my god, what a fucking retarded game. I hate it so much. I've never raged harder. I usually rage at FPSs, like, without a doubt. But by far, I've almost like punched my computer and threw out the window. I was so pissed off at this game.
Come on, guy, get the heart in. Get the heart in.
I was like doing. I was doing a colon. I was trying to put a colon in, and I literally, I put it in perfectly, and all of a sudden the body just like it fucking just dies. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? It's literally the colon was in there. I saw it in there. And like, and the guy's like, oh, you lose, you suck, this guy's dead. I'm like, fuck you, you goddamn stupid simulator.
Your body's going septic.
Yeah,
it's creeping right? Inside itself.
At least it doesn't explode.
Yeah.
Like, you fail, and then the body just goes, poof.
No! Yes.
I think they should just...
You know, med school is just going to be like, everyone's going to learn on controllers, and they're going to be like, what the fuck is this colon going in this dude?
I think that, in fact, actually, I think that would be a good incentive for actual surgeon prep, is like when you're doing surgery on a cadaver, they put a little, like, bomb inside the stomach, and then they tell you you fail, and they just set it off, and it just goes...
I'm sure there's no human rights issues behind that one.
Why would there be?
Morality.
You're donating for science, that's science.
They're like, the family of the cadaver comes in and they're like, yeah, it actually blew up.
Sorry.
Here's a hefty bag full of pieces.
Well, they can still get the skeleton. I mean, come on.
Maybe the spouse is a teacher and she could bring it to school for science class.
Here, kids, take a look at the spleen.
World by Charles.
Speaking of Steam, the Steam Box. We were just talking about this, before the podcast. We were talking about the Steam Box, the first like view of it or whatever, the prototype.
They got so many prototypes right now going on.
They have a bunch, but the one that they're gonna sell looks pretty wild. I guess
it's like completely white, right?
Yeah, it has like purple fluorescence, I think, as LEDs, like around it. It looks pretty nice. I don't know if I'm.
So you're talking about the Valve branded one?
That's the one. Yep. It looks pretty cool. I'm not sure, like, I don't know too much about it, so I can't really speak on it. But I mean, I think it's gonna be like an all-in-one Wi-Fi station / game console kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's interesting.
I was interested to see that iBuy Power is actually going to be manufacturing some of their own.
So. Really?
Yeah. Oh, cool.
That's good news.
Yeah, so that's just interesting. I mean, PC manufacturers are getting it in, going to get into it, so.
Nice.
I think this is their, you know, their easiest avenue into the living room.
Yeah, and it looks like from this PC Gamer article, it looks like the cost is supposed to be somewhere around the same, like $500, and similar kind of, you know, 500 gigabyte hard drive, kind of on the same size scale and everything.
That's so good.
Of Xbox One and PS4.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Looks really similar.
Nice.
Yeah, I know when they were talking about the specs for the, I think it was for the beta units, I don't know if this is, what they'll end up having, but they were all running GTX Titan, NVIDIA GTX Titan, which is like an insanely good graphics.
Holy shit,
well.
That's wild. That's awesome.
I know. So, I mean, that's huge. If they're running that and they're at that price, that's like better than my computer now and half the price that I paid for it. So.
Right.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
that's
this,
nuts.
Yeah, this one here, it might not be, this one might be a little cheaper because I think it's running an AMD CPU and AMD Radeon R9 270, okay. So it might be like a cheaper version or something.
I still have my fingers crossed for those 300 beta units, though. So
yeah, crazy.
Well, do you guys want to go into what we're playing now?
Sure.
Charles, what are you playing?
No, that is, that's what he's playing, sure.
Well, I already kind of went into the fact that I was playing Bioshock Infinite, and that I, and I touched on the fact that I finally beat Faster Than Light, and I did it with the engineer ship and just zapped the shit out of the end ship.
Congrats.
Yeah, thank you. This is an accomplishment. I was playing a little bit of Path of Exile just to see what it was like, and then I just broke down, and I'm playing Call of Duty Ghosts. I actually installed that today, so I'm going to be playing that a little bit.
Oh no!
I'm playing the single player.
Epic fail.
So, we'll see how it goes.
Broke his back.
It's god awful.
Yeah. Probably.
It's okay. I'll commiserate with you, Charles.
But, so, Mike, you talked about what you were playing. Have you seriously gotten, like, you've gotten Rise, Battlefield, what other games did you get?
I have Rise, Battlefield, Assassin's Creed, Call of Duty, I think that's it. Yeah, those are four games I have right now for nice. Xbox One. Rise is fucking awesome. It's more than basically just a hack, slash and hack kind of game. There's a lot more to it. The storyline's pretty badass. Plus, I'm a huge history buff, so I just kind of like looking into those kind of things, so it's pretty sweet. Cool. I really like it a lot. The graphics are wild. Like, they're really nice. And the gameplay is, like, really fluid. Like, the combos that you can come up with, that you can kill people, it's all different, like, all the time. You don't do the same, like, you know, the same combo won't work on the same kind of person. Because the NPCs are, like, obviously the AI is really smart. So if you do the same thing over and over again, AI catches on to it, and you get fucking destroyed. It's pretty cool. And the multiplayer is basically you're in the Colosseum, and you're just Gladiator, which is pretty fucking
That's
cool
crazy.
Too. Yeah, it's pretty wild. I didn't get that far into it. I haven't got that far into that game. I play mostly Battlefield 4, though. And then I threw on a boot camp Diablo 2. I was grinding again Diablo 2 last weekend after I played Elder Scrolls. Which is a throwback. I don't know why I did that, but it was so
I was
much
looking
fun.
I was looking for something to kick the fix on Elder Scrolls 2, and that's why I started playing Path of Exile, because I was like, yes. I need to grind something in it.
Just throw on Diablo 2, and then my life wasted away into nothing again, so...
Tim, what are you playing?
Well, honestly, I played a lot of a lot of the Elder Scrolls beta this weekend, and then other than that, I finally hit my fifth 90 on WoW, and along with it, my dignity. But no, yeah, that's about
it. Is that the last one you need to get, or are you pushing for more?
I have a monk now that's like 65. I'll probably level that up, and you know, nothing serious, just something to do. Try to level, get them all in 90.
Have you chosen what your free 90 is going to be?
I think probably warlock. I don't know, either warlock. I mean, right now I have paladin, rogue, priest, warrior, and mage. So I need druid, monk, death knight. And warlock.
I feel like that would fuck my head up, because when you get instantly to level 90, you'd have so many skill points you wouldn't know what the hell to do with them. You spend like 3 hours to choose what you want.
They've totally like the talent system now is like totally dumbed
super
down.
Super dumbed down. Yeah.
So it's not as hard, but you still have like a lot of skills. Like even now, when I switch between my characters that I haven't played in a while, I'm like, I don't know what to do. Like especially like shadow priest, going from a shadow priest to like a monk or a rogue. I'm like, these buttons are all different. What do I do now?
Yeah. But it makes you insanely good at PvP because you know how everyone thinks and stuff.
Yeah, so. That's true.
It's completely different. Cool.
Steve, what are you playing?
Yeah, just playing the Elder Scrolls beta this weekend, and I installed this free-to-play game on Steam called Panzer.
I saw that. That was one of the ones I was talking about.
It's really awkward. It's really awkward. And it was really weird. I don't know. I picked some, like, girl who had a huge ass. I was like, okay, this seems good. I don't know. It's like, yeah, I haven't really been playing much though, man. Like I told you, I rage quit Call of Duty, so I've kind of been in the limbo. I was really getting into Elder Scrolls Online and kind of just pulled it out from underneath me. So
the next cool free to play one that I may download is Warframe on Steam. It's
Warframe.
Yeah, played that a little bit.
Any good?
It's on PlayStation 4 right now. I need to play that.
Yeah. It's all right. It's kind of weird. Like if you watch videos, it's like a, you know, it's like a third person shooter kind of, but with skills. It kind of almost reminds me of Destiny a little bit.
That's probably what they're trying to have it be like. Is like a precursor to Destiny.
It's a little weird though. I wouldn't put it anywhere in the
same. It looks like ninjas in it. Are there ninjas?
Yeah, you have swords and stuff.
Yeah.
My brother's been playing it. My brother played it like 6 months ago and he showed me and stuff when it first came out. So it looks cool, but I mean, he said it was free to play. I was kind of like, kind of turned me off immediately. So
yeah, if you go watch people on Twitch, it's kind of like there's already a pretty big following and people would do like crazy stuff. Like
that's cool.
Really fast paced.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Nice. I've been playing Battlefield 4 and multiplayer. I haven't gotten into the campaign at all yet. I've been playing Knack on hard. And hopefully I can get past Chapter 5-1 because it's frozen twice. that's about it.
Cool.
That's good. Oh, I'm playing Oddworld Stranger's Wrath on Vita right now.
That's awesome. Oddworld's so awesome, dude.
It's so crazy. It's like they're like
Andy's Odyssey is like one of my favorite games.
I like when you're going through the town and you're like this bounty hunter guy and he's like if you hit any of the townsfolk, they're like, you better calm down, you stinky turd.
Yes. Yes.
And I'm like, what?
What did you just say to me? I'm gonna kill you.
I got that free last week for PlayStation Plus, and I get a Soul Sacrifice tonight free, so pretty pumped. The Vita is gonna have a lot of gameplay this month because Tearaway is also on it, and that's getting really good reviews. And I'm probably gonna buy that like right away.
Nice. Oh, just a side note: if anyone's gonna buy Thief, there's a special on Steam. It's 10% off.
Sweet. I already pre-ordered it on PS4, so. Yeah.
Did anybody pre-order Destiny yet?
Speaking of pre-orders.
If you guys pre-ordered, you get the beta, so which is in January, obviously January, so it seems pretty cool. So I'm going to be doing it for sure on Xbox One. So.
Yeah, I know. I'm definitely going to be getting Destiny on PlayStation 4 for sure. There's no doubt about it.
It'd be amazing.
So. Have they said officially whether or not they're going to support PC?
They have not officially said anything about PC yet.
Okay.
I hope they do, because I kind of want to run it on PC and see how it goes.
Yeah.
But who knows?
Yeah.
Dang.
Well, that brings us to the end of our episode. Thank you guys for... Thank you, listeners. Thank you, everybody. Make sure you check us out on Twitter. We're LN Gamer Podcast. And
LNG, bitches.
So thank you, Charles. Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Mike, for being a special guest this week. And,
yeah, no problem.
We'll hopefully have you on sometime in the future, too.
Yeah, whenever, man. Let me know.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. And this has been Late Night Gamer Podcast, episode 14, and you've reached the end of the podcast.
Bye.
Goodbye. Okay, see ya.
Late night gamers. Late Night Gamers.
Next time we all meet up, we should calibrate all our mics to Charles's voice. Maximum Charles scream.
Probably.
It's definitely not Tim. Remember that time you put your headset down, Charles? Sound like an earthquake?
Yeah.
Alright, everyone's recording. Mike, you're recording.
Yeah, we're good to go, man.
Okay, cool.
Alright, sweet. I'm just going to start then.